Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Are you guys ready to do a podcast? So, do you have any entrepreneur updates? Did you drop something today?
Yes!
What did you drop today?
The most recent Beads by Woo and Zen in a Jar collaboration debuted today. And it's called the Bead Soak. And it seems to be having rave reviews. So I'm very excited.
How did you do the voiceover? I was so impressed. That's why I was like, oh my God, I love it! Shake it up.
shake, rinse. So I'm actually very proud of myself for doing that. It gave me an option. So I did the video on Instagram, like I was making a reel. And so I was able to add the pictures and videos that way. And then it gives you options for sound. So you have the sound from the original video, if it had any sound, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you can add music, and then it gives you the option of a voiceover. So I had to do it a couple times or try it a couple times for the voiceover to like match what I was saying and what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
But it ended up working. So I was able to have Adorn in the background because Adorn is the name of the scent of the bead soak. Also, you know, I adorn myself in beads, and I want everyone to adorn themselves in beads, so it all works. It all works, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm actually very proud of that video, how it came out, because this shit is working. And you know, y'all know I don't do this social media thing very well. So
I was very proud of you.
Yay for me. Thank you very much.
Can you send it to me? Because I did not understand how or if I could download it to upload it as a reel.
Okay.
I just saw that I could share it to my stories.
Okay.
And I just
let me send it to you, right?
I feel
have you guys used the feature adding a collaborator?
So I saw that, but I don't know what that means.
So what you're there is a feature now where you can add a collaborator. Oh, so now you can share it with
people.
Huh?
So you'll see it on Instagram, and it looks like it's from two Instagram accounts, but obviously
yes,
it's just one.
Okay. Right. All right. Yeah, but she can share just like you can share yours. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Oh my God. Yeah, add me as a collaborator. That would be great. Because I want to share that. I'm really proud of you, and I just thought it was so great. I would love to have a reel that great on my page. I have what I call struggle reels, where my social media strategist is like, hey, we need some reels this week. Can you take some old videos and just find some songs you like? Sure. A reel. That's it. I would love to do voiceovers and shit, but I'm gonna have to really sit with it and learn. But yeah, congratulations, Olivia. That was major. Because this is an innovative bitch in the world of beads. That's it. So y'all take notes. We'll be ready for your bead wash. Is that what they're gonna call it? What's another synonym for soap? Whatever they're gonna do. but continue to trendset and innovate. I'm very, very proud of you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Challenges and successes. Do you have anything? Oh, thank you. Airdropping in real time. that just threw me off so bad with that technology. Okay. So challenges and successes. Oh, that's second. Entrepreneur updates. Yeah, I got some shit coming out on Friday. And actually, I'm gonna pick your brain about this. Because so like the Hey Auntie collection is gonna drop. I did a soft launch on last Friday for the VIPs, and it's gonna go larger on this coming Friday. It's 3 cents to smell amazing, fly auntie, cool auntie, and rich auntie. And so I started doing a write-up about you know, the purpose of it and just how I love the energy that's permeating right now about owning auntiness, where it's like finally people are catching up to dropping that stigma of being a woman of a certain age, of means and freedom or whatever, and still treating them like there's a stigma with not having children. Like, it really irks me that people don't offer women the, especially incredible, successful Black women. It bothers me that there had been a space we were in as a culture where the first thing you want to know is, when y'all having kids? When you having kids? Why you ain't settled down? What this, why that, right? But now it looks like people in that space are owning it, enjoying it without fear of criticism and judgment. And so my 3 cents celebrate that. So my question to you is, and I started writing about it for the newsletter to talk about it, I got into this mode of just describing what that experience is like from an emotional intelligence perspective. Like, I talked about how I had this older cousin that commented on my doctorate graduation post and said, okay, now are you gonna have some kids? And it really blew me because I was like, wow, like I have accomplished in my life more than you could fathom. Like, I don't know that this person got out of high school. This is no shade, but this is just, my accomplishment was diminished to just hurry up and have some kids so we can really celebrate you. And it didn't make me mad, but it made me feel sorry for her. And so it just spoke to that gap, like that disparity between people understanding what they value as a holy grail for what they're going to do with their lives, and just respecting people that choose a different path or go a different path, whether it's their choosing or not. So I started talking about that, and my write-up turned into basically like words of encouragement for aunties that have to go to Thanksgiving with their families. Like, they have to go into the holidays with their families, and some tips to kind of maintain your zen as you navigate that. Is that okay to send out? It's still in my drafts.
Yes.
Okay, so this isn't much ado about nothing.
No, this is, it's very real. It's okay. A very real situation that I think a lot of us are facing or have to deal with. Mm-hmm. I think, like you said, that we're at a place now where it's much more acceptable. Like, you know, there's a lot of like big auntie energy. Mm-hmm. You know, rich auntie, or, you know, even remember we went on a trip and it was like aunties in wherever we go, aunties wherever, right?
Yeah.
So it's there was a perception that aunties were older and sad and
like Marge Simpson's sisters.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's not what it is, and it probably hasn't actually been like that. Mm-hmm. That's just the perception that people have had, but we're okay. Your friends,
they don't have kids. The aunties are all right. That's what I'm gonna call it.
The aunties are all right. Yeah, we are okay. Especially since, you know, we can give the kids back to you.
You bitches.
So, you know what I'm saying? We love the kids, and they are fun. Also, they are very draining. So, you know, we're okay. We're okay.
Yeah, the aunties are definitely okay. And like, I saw Rich Auntie Energy. I loved that. So I bought some of their stuff. And then I found Rich Auntie Vibes, which
also the aunties who aren't rich, you know, mm-hmm. we're still okay. Or, you know, everyone is all right, guys. Everyone is all right.
Yeah. Like, you can be happy and fulfilled. And the reason that this is really, really on my heart is because some of y'all's faves are expressing how much they feel like failures for this reason. Remember what we just talked about the other day? Mm-hmm. People who are legit faves still sit alone at night like, I'm a failure because I don't have this accomplishment. I have to go home for the holidays and deal with this shit again. We have to really, as an auntie community, we have to really own our shit and not let our families, like, you're the baddest bitch in every other aspect of your life. Like, you have shit together. You are leading organizations and all kinds of things. But your family can still make you feel like nothing when you have to deal with that kind of interrogation. We have to just let that energy bounce off of us. Like, I know I pretty much ignore most of my family. And I also make it a point not to spend time with any relatives that make me feel like that. Like, I have to just sit and explain what's going on in my uterus and what my plans are and stuff like that. Like, nobody has ever stopped to ask me, is that something that I want? They just are like, well, when? What's the plan?
Because why wouldn't this be your same goal?
Don't you know how old you are? No, I don't know how old I am.
It was my goal. I hit it. So when are you going to hit it?
Have you ever had anybody tell you, remind you how old you are? As if you don't walk around knowing how old you are every day?
Do you feel like I got lost in my skin? I don't know. What do you say?
It's crazy.
I mean, I told you that my niece came at me about kids. My oldest niece asked me, Well, Wumi, why don't you have kids? I mean, you're the oldest and you don't even have kids. And I said, well, that's because I spent a lot of my life raising y'all.
And that's been fulfilling for you. You love them.
Also, why do I need my own kids when my sister kept having them and dropping them off? Also, I had my brother and sister that I had to take care of.
Yeah.
I didn't have weekends. I had children that did not come from me.
And then when we were 26, Wumi had to raise me at the Mosaic. She raised me when we were in Hyattsville. But yeah, I mean, it's really true. I just think that as a whole, we have to be... Because this isn't just a message to aunties. I am also intending to talk to families of aunties.
Yes.
Instead of jumping into this, like, you know, banter is dangerous. That's why I don't engage in banter, to be honest with you, because you just find yourself saying something fucking stupid and thoughtless. So instead of really getting into why is she, you know, why doesn't she have this? Why doesn't she have that? Ask her how her career is going.
What makes her happy?
Mm-hmm. Where's the next place she's traveling to? What does she enjoy? Like, something like that. But it really does minimize a person for that to be the focal point. And this time of year, I know, is just super triggering for people who have to go home and deal with it, even if it's from, like, your parents.
Also, we have to keep in mind that you don't ask those kinds of questions because you don't know who is in a struggle with fertility.
Yeah.
Right. Or you don't know what people are going through. You don't know what their private, what's happening behind closed doors. And so when you ask something like that, it minimizes everything. It's like you're trying to minimize what their struggles are or what their goals are. And it's not your business or your place. It really is not.
Yeah.
So stop coming at people like that.
Yeah, you guys have stopped. You have to stop. I know that Kevin Samuels makes you guys feel like you should, but really you should not. It's basic human decency to just mind your business. It doesn't have to get into all of that, because the other pressure another thing that I have seen from that is people going back to people they left because they weren't being treated with respect, because they felt the pressure like, oh, you know what? I am getting older. I need to just settle down because my mother wants me to have kids before she dies and stuff like that. Like, you guys don't, you don't know. You do know, because everybody knows what it's like to hear something that hurts and sticks with you. So just, you know, be mindful of that. Don't assume that it doesn't hurt this woman just because she's coming to visit and she's so put together and stuff. We don't know what people deal with, and we got to have more compassion with each other. So, you know, and the other side, the flip side of that conversation is also for the non-aunties, the aunties by age. We are in a great season. Our music is better than everybody else's music. We finally know how to enjoy meals, how to fly, how to drink wine, how to trap, like just how to experience life. Like, we are fully seasoned and it feels so good. So that scent drop is also a celebration of that piece. Because, bitch, I was really thinking about it earlier today as I was writing. This is the moment. I wouldn't trade like this season of my life for anything. I mean, yes, 20s, you know, I definitely had my shape and all these different things, but I was also like walking around in the cold and very uncomfortable shoes.
Confusion.
You know what I'm saying?
Just like thinking that, oh my God.
Fucking for no reason. Like just all over the place. My money wasn't right. I was just, oh God, making decisions that I have to deal with today. She also was a fucking mess.
Here's another piece of that is you asking people when they're having kids, are you sending child support, or are you just giving me your worthless ass opinion?
If your child called you right now, I mean, if you called your child right now in front of me, would your child pick up the phone?
Who? Because what relationship do you even have with your children?
And that's the other piece, is like the people who were on me the hardest when I was tolerating that were very unhappily married. So I wouldn't go back and forth. I say, you know what? You have to focus on this because you don't want to go in there and sit with him. I get it. So talk to me out here about this. I get it. It's totally fine. So yeah, guys, we got to, I mean, you know, there's self-awareness to be had in all directions, 360. And this holiday season, please know the aunties are all right. Leave them the fuck alone. Because if they're not all right, they have a tribe. They have a circle to talk to. And they don't need you to offer life advice and remind them how old they are. That was a tangent, but that's something I'm working on, my entrepreneurial efforts and shit. Releases, that is coming out. And then also the oil diffuser drops, because I can't deal with another one of y'all telling me that you are dropping your body honey with that expensive ass avocado oil. You're dropping it in your oil diffusers. Y'all have to stop. Just stop. That shit is for your body. Is here to nourish your body, your skin.
Serena,
deserves.
I saw your face, and I need you to know that I made the same face when I saw her post, because it never even occurred to me, like, oh, all I was thinking was, this smells really good. I want to put it in my diffuser so that my house, home space can smell like this too.
We have one dedicated for the diffuser. But noted, go on.
Yeah.
What's that?
I think it's Bay.
Mm. Bay is my favorite room spray right now. Yep. That makes sense. Oh my God, it's perfect for this time of year too. Oh, we got like this aphrodisiac situation going up the knob jump. Okay. But yeah, that avocado oil is very expensive. It's very precious. And it's here to do wonderful things for your body and for your hair. Right? That's why the bottles are so expensive when you purchase body honey. So I've been watching what's going on. I've been reading the DMs now that I read DMs again. And you all just need the straight up blends as a diffuser oil. $12.
$12. Okay.
Do not put it on your body because it is the concentrate of the blends. It's not for the skin. And I feel like I'm going to have to make sure that I say that everywhere, in addition to putting it on the labels.
You got
to
put it in the label bolded, bitch.
Yeah, that should probably be as big as the scent name, honestly. But yeah, so that will drop on Friday as well. And that's it. Not doing anything major or crazy. We did our Black Friday And then we did Blacker Friday, and then we did Sample the Goods, a third release, and we're not going to do anything else from here.
Oh, okay. I have a lot of inventory that I want to kind of release. Excuse me. So I think I'm going to have a sale this weekend. And kind of just, you know, remove the things.
Like a clearance.
Yeah, like a clearance.
That makes sense. Yeah, do that shit. That's really what the geniuses are doing. I think I told you before. Yeah, they talk about that. Like, they just aggregate all the extras throughout the year. And it's, hey, this is Black Friday. Boom. It's already ready to ship. So you got to leg up with that. I am going to... I'm not going to do crazy discounts. I think it's just going to be what it is. But the retail... I've been doing that same thing with like the clearance sale. So the honey bottles are 25 and 45 as opposed to 34 and 50. And we're just trying to get all that shit out of there so that it's less that we have to move.
Okay.
When what we else, move to new what space.
Else then what else will be on sale?
That's it.
The honey?
Oh, yeah, that's it. The honey. The 5 ounce and the 8 ounce.
Okay.
Yeah, those are on sale. And people have really responded to that. Responded so strongly to it. I think I might figure out like a happy medium, like a price adjustment. Mm-hmm. Because if I have so many left over, because people are like, this is $34, I can't afford this. But 25 feels better for people. It's all gone.
Why did you raise your prices?
Oh, fuck, that's right. Okay, never mind. You're right.
Hold on. I'm sorry, is every notification on your phone? I've heard three different ones.
Autumn!
This is, just keep it in here. This is real live auntieing. So that's the Vivint letting my phone know and my house know that someone is approaching the door, and then they ring the bell and they're leaving the food, and now the dog's losing her shit. But we'll just keep it all in. This is it.
But you know, Dakota did not even bark at me today.
She didn't even bark at the housekeeper today. But she's doing this. It's because we're recording. Oh, yes. Autumn, take your family upstairs.
Listen, and Autumn is mommy. And we over here. You over here, auntie. Autumn is mothering.
She sure is, because I'm down here drinking wine with my friend. She got her dog and her brother following her outside to the
her children.
That's so yeah, so now the notifications are off. I just needed to make sure that their dinner arrived. Uber Eats was on games this evening because the order was placed about 7:50 something. And so here we are.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, they do that sometimes. It's ridiculous. They don't give a fuck.
I did hear that if you don't tip, like I guess the drivers can pick which orders they're going to take.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't tip, they will leave your food. Like, I don't want to take this because there's no tip.
Okay.
I saw it on someone had a video on Instagram, I'm sure, or Facebook, one of them places.
That makes sense. It makes a whole lot of sense. But, I shouldn't be having that issue.
No, I'm not saying that that's what your issue is. I know.
Sometimes she does do that on my account. She won't tip. Or she'll go ham on him. I'm like, hey, you fucking with my rating. I am diamond. No, but they just didn't. They didn't have no bun on my sandwich. There's a way to deal with it. But, yes, damn, that was really real live auntie. My other update is that I'm moving. We're moving at the end of the week. So we'll be in a new location soon. And we will have a grand opening in January. So that's exciting.
Very exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you. Because searching for a space has been the ghetto. And being in my current space has been the ghetto. I don't know, it probably was always the ghetto, but I just used to be a lot more grateful for it. But shit just really started to go downhill over the past few months where it's almost like I wasn't the only nigga paying rent in there, you know? Because it got so messy where they were just telling other people's business. And so that's why I was like, man, I just gotta get the fuck out of here. I shouldn't even know this bitch business like that, you know? I can't deal with that kind of energy. So the biggest challenge was basically that, like, it was a challenge and a success, find a space. And so now I've got a Black woman interior designer who is on top of that shit. And thank you so much. And we are very excited to present the Zen Sanctuary to everyone in 2022. So please stand by for more information. Yes, yes. Insecure. Okay, first of all, when you said that you felt, I held this for the podcast. I held this to ask you so I could see your face.
Okay.
When you said that you felt triggered or you saw yourself in it.
I saw myself way too much.
The question I have for you was, which one?
Both. Way too much.
Yeah. Bitch.
Way too much. It started with fucking Issa. It started with fucking Issa, with that man in the bed.
I thought about you.
When he brought that food, and she was like, well, do you need time to yourself, or, you know, or me time, that or whatever? And I was like,
so you. That's so you, woman. I thought about you the whole time.
And I said, watching her, I was like, so this is what the fuck you sound like? This is what you
I'm glad Issa did that for you.
And then what else did she do? It was something else. Relationship centered, whatever. And I was like, Wumi, this is so dumb.
Yeah.
And then Molly in the fucking hospital with, okay, I'll do it. Okay, you can add me because my father won't be able to handle it. So I'll take it.
When she had to find that shit out, I said,
Wumi, oh my God.
I hope Wumi's watching. I hope Wumi feels
well,
safe.
You know,
she didn't want to worry y'all.
First of all, my mother didn't have a stroke. So check your, because I already know that y'all fucked up because y'all had us in here with this lady, this old lady. So I know y'all got it fucked up. So fix it. And he's like, oh no, actually, she did have a stroke. What do you mean? Why do you people insist on holding information from us?
The Black community, our generation had to have felt so seen looking at that shit.
So many people were like, oh my God.
Bitch, because you remember we were in that apartment and my mother casually dropped heart issues, bitch. Oh, I was like, of course she would do this shit just like this.
Yep. Like in front of all of us.
Walking out the door. Oh, well, you know, my heart issues. And I was like, I'm sorry, what are you talking about? Oh, Black parents. I hope y'all saw yourselves. Nope, because they're not even watching.
They're not watching. And if they are watching, they just be like, oh, that's cute. Look at her outfit. Oh, that dog.
Bitch, Molly in the hospital in that outfit. She ain't give a fuck.
No, but you know
her
what?
Her mother was in the hospital.
I said, so none of the brothers said anything? Because, you know, had it been my family, that little brother of mine.
Oh God, first of all, yeah. Yeah. But I think they knew, like, don't fuck with Molly. Molly's got the knowledge and understanding. She's got the resources to figure out whatever the fuck this is. Whatever let's let Molly do her.
Whatever the fuck it is. Whatever the fuck it is.
They don't have it together to even hold a candle to her support. So I'm sure they were like, let's just shut the fuck up. Why don't we do that? I thought the episode was incredible, but I felt that energy. I felt that rush when Lawrence saw her. Not just when she saw Lawrence. And I said, yeah, because the Nathan shit is too easy. It's too easy. You got to fuck up the Nathan shit.
Well, also,
and start fucking with Lawrence.
Here's the question. Is it even a fuck up? How did you feel about her admitting that she loves him?
I don't think she does.
I think that she does love him, but I feel like she loves him as a friend. But this feels good. This relationship.
We legit feel the same thing. Yeah. I just look at it like she don't love him, but she has love for him.
Yeah. And I'm not surprised that I wasn't even surprised that he didn't respond. Mainly because Nathan has already shown us that he needs help mm-hmm. as far as the communication pieces are concerned. But Nathan showed up this whole episode. Do you disagree?
I agree.
Oh, okay. So yeah, he showed up this whole episode. And he confirmed her the whole episode outside of I love you too. Why are you raising your hand?
The whole episode took place in an afternoon or morning.
Okay.
So him showing up for that whole morning is about right for a flaky ass dude like that.
Okay. I'm not saying that he is. I'm not saying he's not flaky.
I don't trust him. I don't trust him.
So the last episode I said, when they were at the beach, you know, with his cousin, I was like, oh, so Nathan really just has been a runner. He is a runner, right? Mm-hmm. And there was were they at dinner or something where mm-hmm. Issa like backed him up, like was like, well, actually he's done so much for me and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you saying this, Issa, but you're not even catching that this is his pattern. This is what he does. Yeah. It's his safe place. So what are you going to do when it happens again, inevitably?
Yeah, and that's what I think. For me, I feel like he feels safe for her, and he's like a placeholder until her next great love comes. If that great love is, exactly. Nathan, in no way, like their relationship makes sense right now. Because she's healing and everything, because we never really got clarification on why she cried. So there's lots of interpretations on why she cried. But for me, my feeling of why she cried was the last person I was like this in the bed with was Lawrence. And he is having a baby. And now I'm trying to get with this dude that I don't even know if he's going to be around tomorrow.
We don't know.
I don't trust him. So I get the point. He's transitional guy for me. He's more of a transitional guy. But I appreciate that he was kind of like around, but also I hope that next week when that guy cusses him out and calls him bipolar, that doesn't trigger him and he runs again.
I felt like her telling him, I love you, like the way she said it was like, oh, you know, we've been friends for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was at least a year, I guess, that they had not, I might be making it up.
I roll with it.
Okay. That where they were friends without any type of romantic relationship, right? So they were seeing each other fairly often. It's like, you know what? I do love this dude. But because she didn't say, this is why I'm in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
She said, this is, you know, thank you for all of this. This is why I love you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't feel like they're forever or long term.
Yeah, and I just think Lawrence is playing nice. I'm sure he's not like really like trying to fuck her or nothing like that. Condola. But
That was my next question. Do you think that they were there together because they're trying to work it out, or is he just like Is he back in LA because he wants to be closer to his child? You know, what do you think is the nature of their relationship right now?
I think that if he's not back in LA, then when they had that conversation, they really tried to give each other a clean slate with trust and involvement with the baby. So what might have looked like Lawrence and Condola in a loving family situation at the hospital was really Condola being like, I have an appointment today. Would you like to come to this? And he's there. That's my thinking. I can't wait to find out what it really is. But I felt like it wasn't so much Lawrence and Condola kind of reconciling relationship-wise, so much as it's like, okay, we have to really figure out, because you're very tired, you need my support. I feel alienated, I need a relationship with the baby. Let's have a happy medium. Will it get nasty if he does start fucking with Issa again? Yes. 100%. Can't wait to see that shit, because Condola, you can look in her eyes until she can be
fatty. She's ready for some shit.
Yeah, she reminds me of me in that regard. But I love how they're closing this shit out. Like, we're just wrapping a bow around everybody. I'm really loving that.
Molly, was this a stranger she was in bed with?
Yeah, I think it's like one of the guys from that event.
That's what I was thinking. Like, I was like, is it one of them, or is this somebody new? Is this because it's definitely not the man from college from when they went to school.
Right.
Okay. So
she said that she was like, she was gonna fuck one of them, right?
Yep.
So she probably did, because it was the same outfit. It's probably one of them. So nobody to her.
Oh, right. Okay, because it's really the next day.
Yeah, it was like that. Yeah, that morning.
Yeah.
But at night. Because she went back, she fucked them. And then her phone started going off in the middle of the night.
Right.
Yep.
And that's why Issa and the boy were trying to, you know, figure out what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's all making more sense to me now.
So I'd love to see what Molly's closure is from this. When she just leaned down on her mom. God, that was so good.
So real.
Because it just said, I love my mom so much. What the fuck is going on? I now realize I'm going to have to supervise you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to stay on you. I can't trust you to tell me what's going on with you.
And then when she was talking about some, all she wanted was for me to have great grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, So now you are convinced that you have to have kids.
Yeah.
Because your mother said that this is what she wants.
See what I'm saying? This is the energy. In this time of year, we just got to keep pushing that message. Don't let people put that shit on you, because this time of year, it really fucks people up in the head. It really does, for so many reasons. And our older generations especially, they are not looking to change. So we've got to make sure that we are mentally equipped for that kind of pressure. Because who knows if that's going to make Molly run out and make a crazy decision. Because now she's in an emergency mode. My mother might be dying.
So let me hurry up and...
let me show her that I can get pregnant and present her with a grandchild.
What is she going to do about her job? Do you think she called them and told them that she's going to, like, to go ahead and pass it to that other lady?
I think... and this is just what I think... I think Molly handled that shit.
You think she already did it?
I think we'll move past that like Molly did. She handled her business.
So that's you.
Mm-hmm. Because I think it was just showing you're going to totally show up in this area of your life and totally show up in this area of your life, because the Black women's superwoman syndrome. Because the guy didn't seem like he didn't have compassion for her, like something was about to be shady.
Mm-hmm.
He was really checking in like, hey, if you need to be present for whatever the fuck your personal shit is.
Such and such can still handle it.
Yeah. And I feel like she was a mirror to some of it. Did you say me? Both us, right? She was a mirror to us taking it all on for no fucking reason when you just don't even need to. Because that job shit isn't going no fucking where. Do you got anything else on Insecure? Queens is getting terrible. It's getting harder and harder to get through. Where are y'all on this? Sarita, please weigh in.
So I understand that Eve, you know, is going through, or Eve, y'all know, is going through some things. But I felt like the way she was coming at the girl, the side lady,
mm-hmm.
I felt like that was very aggressive. And
to me, it felt fictitious.
Right. That's what I meant. What's like, it's too aggressive. And so you're going to cry about your husband's death in front of this lady?
And the lady threw up on the casket. I said, you know what, Danita, from this moment on, this is the moment. From this moment on, if you watch this, it's on you. You're no longer supporting the culture. You've made a decision to keep watching this because you know what? I'm not watching anymore. Our kind of people, I'm fucking out. I'm out. I can't. That is really bad television. That's like, they're trying to give us like Young and the Restless and all that kind of shit. But you've got so many stellar people. It's just like, what? Why is he in this?
Dying, dude.
B613 does not need to be this. He does not need to be on this show. This show is better suited for somebody like Hollywood. Hollywood from Queen Sugar is too good for this show. Why is Hollywood the best character on Queen Sugar right now?
Hollywood has been the best.
He shines as the best now. Like, we always get a positive moment from Hollywood every episode. Like, you're right. I knew he was like a good dude, but it was like, oh, look at that nice guy, like fucking that old lady, right? But now it's like, you know, when he stopped Paula J. Parker when she was coming on to him, he was like, no, no.
Leave me alone.
And then he was protecting Micah's gay art. I was like, okay, what next? And lo and behold, we get him going and finding the guy. Like, you know, he's just, oh, he's such a slickster as well. He can fight for the good guy side and get that guy that set up Ralph Angel. Ralph Angel, who's dumbass, got himself in that situation in the first place. And he also had the courage to stand up to Ralph Angel. Remember that? He was like, you did this shit. He was like, I can't believe y'all gonna just sell daddy farm like that. Y'all just gonna give up. And Hollywood was like, you did this shit. I was like, Hollywood is such a fucking hero this season. They are so out of ideas.
But put the show on pause.
Mm-mm, it's over. Okay. The show needed 1 to 2 seasons. We get it. Like, it's beautifully shot. Because now it's like every episode is a lesson about New Orleans racism and slavery. Okay, guys. And also, that brings me back to Our Kind of People, which was so fucking terrible. Again, they're always opening with a lesson about Black culture. And it feels like they're trying to spoon feed it to us. Like, they're force feeding it to us. You're going to force this into the storyline. Did you see that shit last time where she was cutting his locks off and putting it in the fire in the name of African hair traditions or something? Like, just what is going on? What is the storyline? Don't try to educate me about Africa and hair every episode. This does not fit. It does not feel natural. Like, you just gotta subtly do shit like that. I can't do it. It's not on the rundown. But are y'all watching The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip? Because that is great television. Huh?
Wait, what? What's the name of the show?
The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip?
I don't know what that is.
I'm not watching. You told me about it though. Where it's like, I think it's like 7 housewives that don't really know each other. Like, they know, some of them know of each other.
So housewives from different cities.
Yes, the best housewives are in Turks and Caicos together. Ramona, Teresa Giudice, Kenya, Cynthia, Melissa Gorga.
That damn Teresa Gorga. Melissa?
Your sister-in-law? With
Teresa?
Yep.
Because they never know if they like each other or not.
Yeah, and all that Teresa shit.
Teresa never knows if she likes her, if she likes Melissa.
Yep. Luann. And who is the other one? Am I missing? I feel like I'm missing. Oh, Kyle from Beverly Hills. That shit is so good. Because they also get it. So they're like, they break the fourth wall a whole lot. They it's so good. I can't, y'all just watch it and we'll just talk about it. I think this is the 5th week. So the episode 5 comes out on Thursday. unless they're petty because of Thanksgiving. But the show is great. I've watched each episode like 4 or 5 times now. Watching these people's dynamics, because you also see them outside of their crew of housewives and you see how they fit into a different group of people. The person with the most issues. Okay. No, Kenya is coming off sane.
It's one of them New York people playing
it. It's Cynthia. Cynthia has got something going on. Something's dark.
Oh.
Something is real dark there. She is very insecure. She's very possessive of her friends. She's very jealous. She
wrote a friendship contract.
That's all I think about every episode. The way she acts about Kenya, like, oh, so Kenya, sad. I guess I need to get to know these girls because Kenya's sure making new friends. I thought we were coming here together.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah. And it was one episode, like one kind of background part where they were on a boat and Kenya asked Cynthia to take her picture. And Cynthia said, oh, well, where's Melissa? I mean, that's Miss Gorgeous Pictures and everything. I thought she would take your picture. I said, oh, Cynthia. But she's like, the camera was on something else, but you hear this interaction. I said, oh my God. So then she's like angry at dinner because Kenya is getting to know Kyle and Melissa.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, Cynthia. It's really not a good look. Like, she looks like a child. And I was like, you know what? She's not happy at home. You can tell because the energy is dark. It's just not, it's not her at her best. It's not our beautiful bubbly Cynthia at all. It is more of a, I'm really unhappy and I'm clinging to Kenya. And I can't get down with it. I can't get down with her energy. She started off positive. She helped out Ramona because everybody hates Ramona. So she's, you know, it's no question that she's like ridiculous, but it's just the surprising person, I should say, is Cynthia. She's a little toxic. I'm enjoying Kyle.
Is she just chilling?
Yep. She's just having a good time. She doesn't want to beef with anybody. Like, Cynthia had this really stupid game where it was called like Truth or Shade or something. So she had these awards, the Shady Awards. Mm-hmm. And because each night on this trip, one of the women has to like host an activity. Mm-hmm. So she did like a barbecue or something. And the game was the Shady Awards. So the awards were things like, you know, best personality, best body, prettiest and all of that. And Kyle was like, I'm a little uncomfortable with this. Like, are we really supposed to sit amongst each other and say who's the prettiest? And it just doesn't feel right to me. So Cynthia got mad. And Kenya, like, kind of supported Kyle because it was kind of weird. Like, everyone here is beautiful. You know, everyone here is crazy and plastic surgery up. So there's a whole lot that comes with saying something like that. This isn't the group for it. So Kenya was like, yeah, you know, this is better suited for Atlanta. This is not the group of women to do that with. So Kyle's whole thing, this is what Kenya told the confessional, but Kyle's thing was, when I hear things like this, it just makes me uncomfortable because I've got 4 daughters or, you know, 3 daughters, whatever. And she's like, you know, I don't like when they get into who has the best this and who has the best that. It just makes me uncomfortable, but, you know, I'll be a good sport. And Cynthia is still holding a grudge with her on that. What I loved about Kyle's personality was she came to her like 3 or 4 times, like, hey, I didn't mean to be a buzzkill. I apologize. Like I said that night, I don't want to be in a weird thing with you. It just made me uncomfortable, but I still played. She's like, yeah, well, I changed it for you enough times and you've already apologized. So we're just past that. We don't discuss it anymore. But she was still being weird and cold. And I was like, yeah, it's something else going on with Cynthia. Definitely. Well, maybe she's just eternally 7 years old. I don't fucking know. But that show is good. And Teresa Giudice is not actually like a crazy wild animal. She is actually one of the sweetest in the bunch. She's not smart.
I don't think she could pretend.
Yeah, that's rough. That's rough to watch, but she isn't just rowdy and looking to fight. She's very sweet and she's just doing her yoga and she likes to get to know people on the side and stuff like that. I saw her actual self and said, oh, I think this is a nice lady.
So they're on the boat?
No, they're just in Turks and Caicos at a resort. But one of the activities for the day was a yacht trip. So they do something every day. So I guess it might be a 7-week thing because it's just each episode is one of the women hosting something. So Melissa Gorga did the last episode. She did a sleepover. And they had these great conversations where they were like, did the show destroy your marriage? Or do you believe that these shows destroy the housewife curse, you know, destroys marriages? do you believe this and that? And they just talk openly and honestly about their experiences. And Kyle made a really good point. She was like, no, most of the women on here, the housewives, are they reach out to be on the show because they're in these marriages that are already kind of unfulfilling in some way, or they're bored, they want something of their own. So these things have cracks in the foundation already. And the show just amplifies those cracks. Like, it's just, now it's on the world stage, but that those issues. BMF finale.
I didn't watch it. My phone was like, the app wasn't working properly for me, and I just kind of moved it.
Okay, we can talk about it another time.
No, you can talk about it. I'm just saying I don't have anything.
Got good.
I mean, I got a spoiler. I came across a spoiler.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, I don't know where to go with this.
Yeah.
It got good.
So I'm like, it doesn't even matter to me that I know that, because watching to see how it happens for both people is going to be entertainment in itself.
What do you mean? Okay. What? Like the girl that got killed?
What I saw was that two people were killed. The girl and the singer.
Lamar. Yeah. I'm going to have to start over with BMF. I don't know what, I think it's the way it's shot. It just...
Is it the way it's shot and not the way you watch it?
So anyway, did you watch Ghost Power? Did you see that one?
Because what is she talking about? Nope.
Oh, that's right. Ghost Power was pretty okay.
It's not as exciting as the power. It's as, you know, the original power. But then yeah. Also, after watching BMF, there's always something happening. It's going to be hard.
I just think I'm in a space where none of this shit is Canaan. That's where I am.
You want to see Canaan?
I miss Canaan. No, that show was, what are you talking about? We love that show.
Oh, Raising Canaan.
Canaan Power.
I was like, I do not miss 50 Cent on that fucking show.
Please shut up. Method Man looks so good.
M-D-H-O-D.
Bitch, he was sitting beside Redman. Did you see it? Did you see the Redman look like death? Redman looked like Method Man stole his soul. He looked like, do you remember Beetlejuice when they were getting married, when the ghosts were getting married?
Yes.
And the wife started turning into that skeleton thing? Redman looked like that. Unless he's like really sick. Maybe I should. If he's really sick, we'll just edit it out.
No, I just heard he's a vegan. If he looks like that, then he's probably a true vegan.
Oh God. Yeah. Yeah. Nicki Minaj on Potomac. Did you see that?
No. I saw clips and it's like, did she come in there with the energy of, I just want to tell y'all off, or was she really trying to?
It was done masterfully.
So did she go for everybody?
She came at the end.
Okay.
The last maybe 5 to 8 minutes was Nicki Minaj. Next week is the whole Nicki Minaj.
Oh.
Nicki Minaj came in there and was like, ladies, I love and respect all of you. So know that. I'm just here to do a job, but I love you all so much, blah, blah, blah.
I want a job.
So just have fun with it.
And then she proceeded to go on people's necks.
She opened, like she kicked the fucking door in and she said some shit. I'm about to paraphrase, but I am making the point Nicki Minaj made and probably saying it in a nicer way than she did to Ashley. Basically, I really appreciate that you have your two boys and that's great. But did you bring your milk all the way down there to that trip to be Giselle's minion? Because you don't have much of a storyline. You just wanted some camera time. Did you see that? And Ashley tried to respond. And Candace actually tried to defend Ashley. And all we saw was, oh, Candy girl.
What?
Yeah. But, you know, we saw when she was backstage talking to Andy, where she got some shit for Candace. Because she was like, yeah, I just want to talk to her about her career. And so, you know, you probably saw where she was, like, asking her to sing. That shit's probably going to be wild next week.
I did not see that.
Oh. And Candace's like, no, I won't sing. She's like, oh, but you sing, right? Like, sing.
This is your thing.
She told Ashley that she carried her milk down there to Eastern Shore to be Giselle's minion and start some shit and go home. That shit was so funny. It's what we're all thinking. Yeah, because Candace defended her and was like, well, in her defense, she had just had the baby 2 weeks before. And that's when Nikki was like, oh, Candy girl. Because also, Candace, why are you defending Ashley?
Of all people.
What is this? All right, we're going to do an auntie timeout real quick. I heard somebody say, let me tell auntie. Yes.
I was talking to my cat because now he's tired because his battery was running out.
Okay. Did you charge it?
He is tired.
No, I said, did you charge it?
Oh, God. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah, this is definitely the real lives of Auntie's episode.
Jeez Louise.
I forgot to. Bye. Kids do not be playing with you, bitch. He would have still been talking bullshit to me on the steps.
Yeah, because oh, well, maybe it needs a charger.
Bitch, do you know I bought him a charger for that laptop, that tablet today? Target delivered it this morning. Because he left it at Christina's house. And I was like, okay. I don't know what Sex Life of College Girls is.
Oh, okay. It's a show that's on HBO.
Oh, really?
Or HBO Max, I guess. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
And I know it covers, I think it just covers one season or one semester.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Mindy Kaling show.
Oh, okay.
Say no more.
Yeah. It's very funny.
Yeah, I like Mindy's other show, Never Have I Ever. So I trust her. All right. I didn't see King Richard. Did you? We'll review that next time. Stephanie Mills versus Chaka Khan.
I didn't watch it.
Okay. I heard that Chaka Khan was drunk, so I want to actually go like read. I want to read the Twitter recaps and shit to see what the fuck we missed. Did you listen to 30 by Adele? Mm-hmm. Of course you did.
First of all,
is it good?
You listen to it.
When?
Friday.
At the Spice Market? Okay. I mean, it seems like it was forgettable for me, so I don't know.
It's a lot.
I liked it?
I don't know. You acted like you didn't care.
Is that who I thought was Jasmine Sullivan, or was that really Jasmine Sullivan?
No, that was really good. I enjoy the album. You know, I have to listen to an album like 10 times in order to figure out if I like it or not. Figure out what songs I like from it. Yeah, it takes me a minute, and I have to listen to it in order.
Mm-hmm.
Before I can take a stand on how I feel about the album. But I like it. Because, you know, I'm also in a place of, I'm trying to be more chill. I can get, you know, listening to the wrong music will really have me amplified in a way that it seems to be unnecessary. So I'm trying to
manage your energy.
Trying to be more intentional about softer, slower music. So that's why.
For me. I love that. Wow. Yeah, you're welcome. Lastly.
Sabrina's like, oh, all right.
Lastly, the AMAs, they're not on the rundown, but I enjoyed them. I really love BTS, and they won everything.
Really?
They won everything.
Really?
Yeah. And they just would take turns thanking with like the strongest English speakers. Who else? Oh, the fucking Battle of Boston. New Kids on the Block versus New Edition. I was screaming in here last night. I was losing it. We just watched it on Hulu late last night.
Really?
It was so good. It was so good. I FaceTimed Lynn Brooks, Al, and my mom because I used to be serious about New Kids on the Block. Life has been hard for some of them. Those men, they got up there, they handled their business. But like the really cute young one, Joey, you just have to see it. I was like, oh God, what happened to Joey? Oh God. But he can hold his notes. Like the best looking one is Jordan. Jordan was my boyfriend the entire time.
Adamus too.
Oh my God. And but then they went back and forth with New Edition. And then at the end, they were singing together. It was just so good.
That's
it was
so cute.
It was Auntie Heaven. It was a love note to us. Aunties of all races. You can all enjoy this performance. It was good. Chloe did good. Chloe is really giving early Beyonce. Like you can tell that is who is mentoring and molding her. They love to criticize that, oh, she's trying to be Beyonce and all of that. But no, she's not trying to be Beyonce. This is just what it's like to be molded by Beyonce, to share space with her. I knew what time it was with that album, The Kids Are All Right, because it sounded just like a Destiny's Child album. The pattern of the songs, like slow, fast, intro, super vocal, outros, and all that kind of stuff. It's just, that's what it's like to be mental about her. You can't be mad at her about that.
You can't.
Do you have any thoughts on it? Because they treat her so bad online. And I'm just like, what is wrong with you niggas?
I don't like that they attack her. They attack her every chance they get. I feel like she is taking the fast track to Beyonce dumb. But what is the real issue? Are we all upset that we didn't have that level of freedom when we were her age?
Mm-hmm.
Do we feel like she has to be like quiet and demure because that's how you met her? What is the real issue?
Yep, it's triggering something. The people who feel emotional enough to write ugly things about her. I saw a post that said, here is why Chloe Bailey is so ugly. And someone wrote all these things.
Wow.
And I said, you don't realize how ugly this makes you for sitting and studying someone.
Hating.
Yeah.
Just the hate.
You put it in writing. You took that kind
of standing by this?
I was so just really.
If she came to your face and was like, you wrote this? you'll be comfortable.
Movie, what's she gonna say? You wrote this?
This too?
Right, that lady is not ugly.
There's,
she looks so soft and beautiful. She looks like she smells so good.
What is bothering you about her behavior?
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, we get lost. People get lost because they just stand in their feelings as opposed to
reality.
What got you to them? What got you to this feeling?
Yep.
Oh, jerk.
Yeah, seriously. So that wraps up this week's episode. Thank you for your time.
And thank you for yours.
Yeah, I feel like you're not feeling good.
I'm okay.
So, okay. All right. Well, thank you for your time, Sarita.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh,
Happy Thanksgiving!
Yeah, that shit is definitely coming. So, yes, I can't wait to see what the fuck you cook.
Seriously.
Is it another mother sauce?
Yes.
You made a hollandaise sauce. God, this lady. It's like we share space with this lady. This is crazy.
Not enough. I haven't cooked anything in forever.
I'm going to do it. I'm gonna go back to those newsletters and I'm gonna try something once a week. I mean, I was fucking with HelloFresh. Fuck it. This is definitely better than HelloFresh. Yeah, they're basic as fuck. We can talk about that another time. But anyway, good night.
Bye.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.